You guys know what this represents?
Fellowship.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be calm before the storm.
I'm at 114th. This is 114th and Amsterdam Avenue. Police just forcefully removed the protesters. They were sitting down on 114th. Refusing to leave.
$61 billion, right? That's going to go to Ukraine. Where is that going?
You don't know if they're going to go to Ukraine, because if you think about it, that's what the problem I had. Like, I know, like, from even one of the packages before, you know, the, you know, $1 billion went to Yemen with these, you know, Houthis in Yemen that were taken from a terrorist list and shooting our ships.
AstraZeneca has told a British court that its COVID vaccine can cause a rare side effect, which can lead to blood clots and low platelet count.
As a fellow human being, I'd like to know how you weather the storm. Calmly looked at me and he said, I am the storm.
Boy, have we got a good one today. Getting closer to the precipice or what? Do you wonder why the riots at the Ivy League schools might be a positive result for all of us? We'll discuss this, my thoughts on it. President Trump retruthed Q posts several times. Oh, yeah. The storm is referenced on Communist News Network. We learned that our U.S. troops will be armed in Gaza. Oh, yeah. Our money to Ukraine doesn't really go there. It goes to other countries. We'll find out about that. El Salvador leadership exposes and says we're going to investigate all those in leadership there. What an amazing thing. AstraZeneca admission on the evil jabs. Boy, are we in the storm or what? Let's go. Folks, I want to remind you, as always, that you can join us August 11th through the 18th, 2024. This year, a few months away, like 4 months away, right? Just about. And we'll be in Alaska together. Imagine sitting next to and around everyone, just about everybody on the boat, half the ship, basically, will be those that are AmWeKnow fans wearing probably AmWeKnow gear and basically asking, now, where'd you come from? How did you wake up? Look at this beautiful country we're in. Wow, listening to wonderful music from a Grammy Award-winning singing group, a comedian who just amazing, basically visiting and seeing those that we've had on interviews on this show and more. Just a lot of big surprises. And I just keep reminding you, because you don't want to miss out and get in there and wait till the last minute, because you've got these rooms that are available that could start disappearing, you know, the good ones, the ones by the water and stuff that you might want. And it's just important for you to sign up and get in there. And also remember, this ship is a 5-star ship, and I've been on it, and it is comfortable. It's quiet. You don't have a lot of screaming go on. And I tell you what, my favorite part, actually, one of my favorite parts was actually sitting down for breakfast every morning and actually eating some wonderful food and talking to my own family in just a comfortable setting. And they have a Lido deck with all you can eat. You can go around and pick the kind of food that you want. If you've never been on a boat, it's actually just so much food and so wonderful. And then we get to see Glacier Bay, Victoria, BC, Sitka, Seattle, obviously, scenic cruising, Stevens Passage, Puget Sound, and so many more. Miles of rocky shores, Puget Sound's home to hundreds of fish species, birds, and mammals. But guys, you're going to be able to see whales. The scenery is unbelievable. And look at all these different places that we get to enjoy, the people, and just having fellowship with one another. I mean, it is going to be amazing. We went over the itinerary. And we have a lot of surprises in store for those that show up. And so I just want to remind you once again, we've worked on this for a long time, have a great group put together, and we want you to enjoy yourself and basically have a reunion in a safe space too, and in a very calm, quiet manner, beautiful rooms, and great food, all right? So with that being said, I wanted to play this.
System tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward. And always have the courage to be yourself. America is better when people put their faith into action. Pray to God and follow his teachings. Today, each of you begins a new chapter as well. When your story goes from here, it will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. As long as you have pride in your beliefs, courage in your convictions, and faith in God, then you will not fail. As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come.
And that was posted by Dan Scavino as just a reminder for all of us to stay strong. I know it's been a lot of years. We've been going through an awful lot. And part of this amazing journey that we've been on is just the reminder of the storm that's coming and also the storm we'd be involved in, and basically taking us to the precipice where most people need to see it and not just hear about it, and it's happening. And Communist News Network had this on. I just wanted, as a reminder, folks have been sharing for us to listen to.
Three. In fact, he's photographed more than 40 world leaders, including three U.S. presidents. But it was Trump who surprised him the most. This is a man who's been president, who wants to be president again, Donald Trump, who's under criminal trial as we speak. What was that set up? What were you saying? I mean, he's way at the back of the frame.
This is, I've been told, one of his favorite rooms. It's the boardroom in Trump Tower, where everyone would get fired in his TV show. This is where he exercised power as a rehearsal, I think, for the presidency. I remember saying to him, Donald, let's just be human.
When was this?
This is before he was president, before even the election campaign started properly. Yeah. And I said, let's be human together. I said, we've all followed your career. No one can doubt it's an extraordinary career path you've had, but there's always something about you. There's always an air of tension and controversy about things you say and do in public. And I'm sure it's intentional on your part, but it feels to me as if you're in the middle of an emotional storm. And I said, I can't live with that anxiety all the time. As a fellow human being, I'd like to know how you weather the storm. He calmly looked at me and he said, I am the storm.
Even then?
I had those words ringing out in my brain through the election campaign, through his presidency, through his post-presidency, and now we're in another cycle again. And I keep thinking to myself, there's only one person who can navigate perfectly through the storm, and that's the creator of the storm. So these people are very powerful, formidable, and they're much smarter than we make them out to be. And they are not to be underestimated. And I think we always seem to do that. He's smart.
He's smart. I am the storm. Kind of reminds you, right, of as we played this out for all to see, in the intro, you remember hearing this one right here, and we'll replay it again.
In the White House state dining room, this is the image President Trump summoned reporters to see. The president smiling, surrounded by his top military leaders and their spouses. Then came the unsolicited, cryptic comment.
You guys know what this represents?
Well, maybe it's
the calm before the storm.
What's your
storming?
Could
be the calm before the storm.
What storm, Mr. President?
We have the world's great military people in the storm. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
And today in the Oval Office, we tried again.
Mr. President, what did you mean by calm before the storm yesterday? What did you mean by that?
Thank you very much.
After a wink and a pause.
You'll find out.
He calmly looked at me and he said, I am the storm.
I am the storm, the calm before President Trump. So Ultra Pepe Lives Matter had this pointed out. The Franklin scandal deep dive the Nebraska cover-up contains within. Trump, surrounded by military leaders in October 2017, tells a bewildered media that this image represents the calm before the storm. When a reporter passed, you know, what storm, Mr. President? So you'll find out. Well, this occurred after Trump's world tour. Remember, we played that video on Monday. Okay? This occurred after Trump's world tour, where he visited Saudi Arabia and applauded bin Salman as he arrested and detained a myriad of people, some big names, most of them in the pedo world, billionaires. Today, Trump's photographer is haunted by a private moment with him years ago. He calmly looked at me and said, I'm the storm. Well, even then, I had those words ringing out in my brain, right? I keep thinking to myself, that's the only one person who can navigate there. Well, Trump represents an upending of the status quo. Decades of servitude underneath the thumb of a country beholden to an unelected shadow government. This storm is nothing to fret, but rather should be welcomed by all. We cannot go back to the world before this happened, nor should we want to. And of course, President Trump retruthing, nothing can stop what is coming. He also retruthed a picture of, I believe, is Melania with True Social sunglasses and popcorn. And in that particular picture, it says, do it, Q. For all of those that understand Q, you guys get it. I don't need to get into a full dissertation on it today. Someday I will, again, and explain how all of this occurred and why I got into it. And why are the folks in mainstream media, why are they allowed to constantly attack the Q board, the Intel board, but you're not allowed to say anything positive about it and all the positive information and the real pictures that are there and the real information showing that this whole world is being controlled by those who destroy children's lives. Time magazine actually had this, if he wins, Eric Cortellesa, Biden refused to sit for an interview with Time magazine reporter, unlike Trump. Time magazine writer Eric acknowledged that the 81-year-old Democrat incumbent Joe Biden rejected the same interview request accepted by former President Donald Trump. As the lengthy interview came to a close, Cortellesa suggested a series of rapid-fire questions to which Trump agreed, but not before he asked if the Time writer thought that Biden would be able to do the same. Quote, all right, do you think you could do this interview with Biden? The former president asked. Cortellesa responded, you know, he didn't say yes, so I'm grateful that you're giving me the opportunity. Trump expressed his doubts that Biden would ever accept the interview offer, telling Cortellesa he will never say yes because he's off. He's off. Way off. And so, of course, with that posting from President Trump, Make America Great Again, you have on April 30th, 2020, that was told us to us with that Delta, right? Q43037, one step at a time. That's what we're taking. And also, I thought that was really cool. True Stormy Joe showed us that in 2019, when he was discussing the possibility of Trump being indicted, these were the key cues. The 45-second mark was a big clue. In today's news, the judge actually ordered exactly 9 of Trump's truths, right, on Truth Social to be taken down or face arrest. That's right. He said, President Trump, you need to take down those Truth Social posts because they're not allowed to be out there. You're not allowed to have free speech as long as I'm the judge over this, right? So what's interesting about this whole thing is the first indictment will unseal and will trigger a mass population awakening. A lot of folks believe the first indictment was President Trump. The first arrest, a lot of people believe, will be President Trump. Will verify action and confirm future direction. They will fight, but you are ready. We were given that, and then marker 9. Could the marker 9 be the 9 Truth Socials that were told he had to take down? What do you guys think? Write in the below this video for those that are understanding this. And tell me what you think. And so this came out also on Fox News.
That was the argument that we heard in the previous hearing about the 10 alleged gag order violations, of which Judge Mershon agreed that 9 of them are violations. Trump's lawyers argued that it's different if it's an original post versus sharing something that somebody else wrote. But that one post that is still up is exactly that. It's a post from Michael Avenatti And Trump comments on it. And Judge Mershon found that it violated the gag order. So right now, that's the one post that Trump still has yet to take down. But the judge ruled that it violated
the gag order. Well, just look at this, Fletch 17. He said, I just looked up gag order in the drops. What happens when the gag order is lifted? Case dismissed. We never were told this. When were we told about all this, folks? We were told about this June 5th, 2020. Huh. So those that are wondering, you know, what we were watching and did they have this all played out for us years ago so we would say, hey, this is mathematically impossible. All these different things continue to play out. Is it all part of the pause and the wake up of those who just will never find out the truth because they're so stuck into, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, not figuring out who the rhinos are or who, or actually the Democrat Party, what it really represents all these years is just evil, lying leaders. They were not placed there by winning, most of them by cheating, right? So anyway, it says, I am not done. Be all you can be, Army Strong. They knew they could not destroy America through invasion. They being the enemy of our country. That means the infiltrators in our government. Infiltration at the highest levels of government, media, science, health, military, final level. Sir Oliver Pollack actually says, Trump Truth Post, timestamp 628. He actually put out a Truth Post. 35-second video. I'm going to play that now. He begins by saying, this is the final battle. Now, look at the timestamp of drop 4424 right here. All right? Level final. All right? And Strong Army, be can you all be all you can be. Read it backwards. Tell you what, this is really cool.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
I love that. I love it, love it, love it. I also love this product. Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise at your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off.
Donald Trump from 2015, when he first came down the escalator, I volunteered for him back at Trump Tower, and I've been a supporter of his from day one. What they're doing here is a disgrace to this country. They're persecuting him because they don't want him to be the presidential, to be the president again. And we just all need to stick together. And I'd like to ask Steve Bannon to send Donald Trump a message. Please, when you get back into office, do not surround yourself with the rhinos that have helped to create your downfall. Get rid of them, and you need to surround yourself with people who you can trust. Outsiders that have no knowledge of the political, that they're not part of the political realm. You need people that you can trust. Get rid of these people.
Get rid of these people, the rhinos, the Dems that are lying constantly to all of us. James Woods, since the cackler loves Venn diagrams, of course, he's talking about the vice president, so-called vice president Kamala. Check this out. In the middle of this Venn diagram, if you're listening in, there's a big D for Democrats. Surrounding Democrats would be the World Economic Forum, Black Lives Matter, Anti-Fascist Action, the Palestinian flag, I believe there. We've got Hamas, Open Society Foundations, and if I got that wrong, just let me know. But I tell you what, It's amazing how we're seeing so much of this wake up. Ash Bierley shows us Trump's first 4 years set the stage for what is to come. Everything you see today is a product of what occurred between 2016 and 2020. The three trips to the UK to meet the Queen from President Trump. The trip to the Forbidden City in China by President Trump. Walking across the DMZ line in North Korea and meeting Kim Jong-un, remember? By President Trump. Meeting Putin and the passing of the ominous football by President Trump. And of course, the entire Saudi Arabia purge after his visit. This was, of course, one of the first and most vital things Trump accomplished. While he was there, they had a sword dance that signified going to war, and Trump was allowed to touch the crystal ball. So many symbolistic things occurred outside of the USA during this time. We can't stress that enough. Plans were created, deals were made, back channels opened, and so on. Every executive order signed was to keep America safe, while the puppet presidency of Joe Biden was to take place to allow an awakening to occur. Now we have come full circle. We are approaching an unprecedented time, a time that will rewrite history forever and put humanity on a course towards a greater, more just world. Things aren't going to get insane. Things are actually going to get insanely crazy in the months to come, but we are ready for every last moment of it. The final battle approaches. And yes, that is spot on for sure. So, of course, you guys saw a lot of the riots. I'm sure you turn on your television, some of you, and you, or you're on social media, and you get this stuff out of New York.
They're going to be released within an hour or a couple of hours. And if what happened the last time repeats itself, any charges will be expunged immediately.
So all those folks at Columbia and New York are going to be released immediately. As Sean Hannity continues to speak, then he has President Trump on, and he asks him a few questions, and then here we go from Trump.
Because no action was taken previously, what is your reaction to the news unfolding?
Well, it's just such a sad thing to see, Sean. When you look at this, it's not even believable. If you go back a year or go back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, this would not even be possible to think about. Nobody would be thinking this could happen. You look at the anti-Semitism, the hatred of Israel by so many people. You go back 10 years, I mean, Israel was protected by Congress, and now Congress is just doing numbers that are unbelievable with, I think, a very, very small group of people within Congress, and it's got to stop. But we have to go back to the roots. We have to protect. We have to stop the anti-Semitism that's just pervading our country right now. And
so, of course, he brings up a couple of interesting points, and I'll get to that in a second. Dr. Russell McGregor, President Trump says there are paid agitators.
Well, I really think you have a lot of paid agitators, professional agitators in here, too. And I see it all over. And, you know, when you see signs and they're all identical, that means they're being paid by a source. You know, these aren't hand-painted signs where people would go to their basement and paint something because they really believed it. These are all signs that are identical. They're made by the same printer. And, you know, when you see that, that means there's somebody atop that's paying or a group that's paying, and they're doing great. Well, I really think you have...
So watch for the anti-freedom crackdowns. This is a classic Soros, organized Antifa, Black Lives Matter deal that is happening on these campuses. And I had somebody here that it kind of explained it and pulled that video for us to see. Of course, you have the U.S. Ministry of Truth. Eric Trump reposted, just in, Merrick Garland assures Americans that university rioters will be investigated as soon as they wear MAGA hats. Thought I'd throw that one in there. Check this out.
Have you noticed that all of these Hamas encampments on universities all kind of look the same? Talking the same tents, same signage. I was at one of these protests recently and they didn't even remember the words to their little rhyme. So they were just reading off their phone. And I'm just going to say it, the same looking people. You can always tell an activist from a regular person. The reason that all of these events look the same, they are being funded by the USCPR, the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Who knew? And it's funded by everyone's favorite guy, George Soros. His organization actually pays what they call fellows who start protests on campus. You gotta love capitalism, am I right? They like the socialism thing. They don't want to get, money's bad, America, the worst, but here we are, capitalism. This organization pays up to $7,800 to community-based fellows. And then for campus-based fellows, they get somewhere between $2,880 to $3,660. Very specific. Who wouldn't want to sign up for that type of money in Joe Biden's economy? That's probably why these crowds are so massive. They mobilize so fast. Have all these tent cities across the country as it is. And then you have these universities embedded in these cities. And then you get paid if you just like show up and chant a little bit. You don't even have to memorize the rhyme. The math adds up here. And sometimes I see that they have like snacks and water to give out for free. I'd rather be poor with morals, but I can't speak for everyone else. But I do think I'm going to start calling what we're seeing here with these protests and riots as the tent city politics, population Democrats.
Pretty cool. I like that. So going over here just to some more things about these strange protests. Has anyone heard that Lisa Fithian, she was arrested. Lisa is a professional protest consultant who teaches students how to riot and commit terrorism. So as you're looking at the screen, you see what they're doing. She is a charter member of Extinction Rebellion. Oh, yeah. So they're all playing out. And you get the UCLA fights. They continue through the night, dozens injured, multiple bleeding, still zero law enforcement. Both sides drag their wounded, and fresh protesters replace them on the front. Total anarchy. As you're looking at all these video clips and more, it almost seems like they set all of this up for us to basically be distracted and pulled in. Who knows how this is playing out? But I tell you what is really interesting to me about all of this. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yeah, UNC, North Carolina. Police rush the quad in front of Wilson Library to remove a Palestinian flag demonstration they had put up in a place of the American one. And so you hear the screaming and the yelling and more. And, of course, President Trump calls it anti-Semitism. So it makes me wonder, and just taking a wild guess on some of this, but there are many folks that I served with and been around who are Democrats, and they said they will never leave the Democrat Party. As many times as I've tried to explain to them through the years that they're being lied to, and I show them the proof, they say, well, I'm actually, my background is, and just name it, and they say the reason I'm Democrat is because either they were Hispanic or because they were Black. And another group that I was with serving in the Marine Corps, they said, I'm Jewish, of course I'm Democrat. And so could this be another one of those where those who say, I will never leave the Democrat Party, they're seeing what's happening under Biden, and they're wondering how come he's not doing anything about this, and just maybe it could be a push toward the very end to get those that say, I'm going to remain Democrat, maybe they'll finally flip and say, all right, I'm going to vote for President Trump. Regardless of what my family and what they told me to vote for, because of look how they're treating me at the universities because of my background, maybe as a Jewish person. So who knows? We'll see how that plays out. I've got guesses. I don't have all the answers. I have speculation and more. But I tell you what, Tony X2 says, this gives me hope. If you're looking at your screen, fraternity brothers are pelted by anti-Israel protesters at UNC Chapel Hill while protecting the United States flag as it is rehoisted following its removal by protesters. Thank God there are young people who understand what it means to respect our flag. And then, of course, you've got this. Florida's not playing.
The demonstrators. Oh, right now you just saw, I'm going to step out of the way. There are things being launched at them. All it looks like to me is something that's emitting some kind of white gas, white smoke.
So the question here is this something that the protesters are launching to try to keep law enforcement away, or did law enforcement shoot a projectile with the smoke?
Yep, so they shoot that smoke in, and all of a sudden, they all take off running. And the police are following them. That's the way to do it in old Florida. And, of course, the New York Police Department officers removed the Palestinian flag and once again raised the U.S. flag. God bless America. So you're seeing that happen there also. There's a lot of positive stuff in all of this. And got to think and wonder how all this is playing out for a positive wake-up call for those that needed to see it because they didn't believe it. You know, like, no, the universities would never act like that. You know, they would never behave in such a way where they go against a certain people group and agree with some type of thing that's happening overseas and cause all kinds of chaos. They'd never do that. University professors would never teach anything like that, like a socialism or communism. No way.
I think the majority of these college students honestly know exactly what they're protesting for.
The majority of these college students are here on a government loan. They are studying something unbelievably stupid. They are basically being bilked for money. They have no idea. It's the next cool thing to do. The average person, I think, at these protests is the kid that isn't cool or good-looking enough to be invited to a house party. So because they're not invited to a house party, they make their own, which is out here, which is why what happens when they summon these people with a flyer, 10,000 of them show up. These are 10,000 people with nowhere else to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's amazing folks get interviewed and then they tell you exactly what's going on. It's amazing to see. We'll see more throughout this video, folks. One of my favorites coming up from El Salvador, President Nayib Bukele. I'm going to show you that. We've got Ukraine information playing out. Matt Gaetz exposing the military involvement in what could be possibly shooting in other areas. But anyway, andweknow.com, truth, hope, faith, and freedom. That's our website. You guys know that, most of you that listen every time. And you can just visit our site, find out all of our social media areas, because we are on Facebook at AWK Updates, and we're on Instagram at AWK_828. That's AWK underscore 828. We also have an amazing site for you that we worked hard on. My son placed this together, thepatriotlight.com. It's got home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. And when you click on each one, you'll see exactly what's going on, refreshed every 5 to 10 minutes with new information for all of you on anything that you've been looking for. And I call it kind of like the source, like a Drudge Report for those that are conservatives. And you have all the social news that we try to put together for you so you can go find out those that we follow or might be paying attention to, so it helps you out. So I encourage you to go check that out. It's in the description box below and on our website. And don't forget, you can go to shop.andweknow.com, folks. That's where you can get our gear. Many folks have been wearing the gear, sending in their photos through our website so we can play them on the video. And they're stating that, you know what, I was out there, I was looking at the, I was actually wearing my gear, and somebody walked up to me and said, hey, I watched that channel too. And now they're friends. Well, you can take 15% off all women's wear. Get a free gift box by using code MOTHERSDAY15. Order by May 3rd for delivery by Mother's Day. Pretty cool. And I wanted to show you this too, just in case those guys you didn't know. We've got the new cruise wear. All you have to do is click on shop now. And you can kind of see our cruise, how cool it is that we've actually had a logo created for the cruise. Look at that. And we know at sea with LT for those that are interested in grabbing that. We've got hats there. We've got the jackets, the really nice jackets. Let's see, the pre-order at sea LT quarters zip cadet collar sweatshirt with embroidered logo. Look at that. That is so cool. What else do we have? Just to show you real quick. Oh, yeah. Some of our favorite jackets, the puffer jacket with embroidered logo at Sea with LT. And then we've got another one here where you've got the puffer vest with the description on it at Sea with LT. So I wanted to check those out. And here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So if you didn't know, White House is considering welcoming some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as refugees. Biden administration is considering that. According to internal federal government documents obtained by CBS News, in recent weeks, the document shows senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies discussed the practicality of this. And they have immediate family members, or they have American citizens or permanent residents. They'll resettle Palestinians from Gaza. One of those proposals involves using the decades-old United States refugee admissions program to welcome Palestinians with U.S. ties who have managed to escape Gaza and enter neighboring Egypt, according to the interagency planning deal. Well, coming along those lines of Gaza, we had this Secretary Lloyd Austin admitting likelihood of shooting warfare between U.S. service members and Gaza forces soon.
Ms. Lockin just said there'll be about 1,000 U.S. service members operating a peer system off of Gaza. How many of them will have guns, Mr. Secretary?
Well, typically all of the deployed service members carry guns, and they have the ability to protect themselves if challenged.
So if someone from land in Gaza shoots at our service members who are on the $320 million pier that we're building, you're telling me our service members can shoot back?
They have the right to return fire to protect themselves. Now,
I want to move to the likelihood that you think someone from land in Gaza might shoot at our service members on this pier. Do you think that's a likely scenario?
That's possible. Yes.
This is a very telling moment, Mr. Secretary, because you've said something that's quite possible that could happen. Right? Shots from Gaza on our service members, and then the response: our armed service members shooting live fire into Gaza. That is a possible outcome here so that we can become the Port Authority and run this pier. Right?
That's correct. You know, I expect that we will always
have
the ability to protect ourselves.
Don't you think that counts as boots on the ground? President Biden told the country that we weren't going to have boots on the ground in Gaza.
And we won't.
Okay, but you guys parse the distinction between, like, when Americans think boots on the ground, they think Americans in harm's way or engaged actively in a conflict. You guys seem to be sort of saying that boots on a pier connected to the ground, connected to service members shooting into Gaza, doesn't count as boots on the ground?
It does not.
I think you're going to find the American people have a different perspective on that. And if we're going to have people shooting into Gaza, we probably should have a vote on that pursuant to our war powers.
Uh-huh. Didn't see that coming, did we? Oh, yeah, but all this money that goes towards, our troops to go to other places and more, yet they didn't send our troops into Hawaii, remember? The Americans sought shelter in the ocean as Maui burned. Remember this, just in case we want to forget those. While our government wrote a check after check for Ukraine, the best they could do for Americans was $700.
You're going to be okay, Milo. Milo.
Remember this? The folks floating in the water trying to get away from the fires.
Yeah, just wash it.
That's going to be crazy. How sad and how sick. Billions of dollars going to other countries. They can't support the folks in Maui, and they're turning it into a, 15-minute city is what we're gathering? And they're sending our troops to all the other places, but they didn't send them in to help these people out. Set everything up for them, get them their food, fly in, support from the military and more. What were they doing? Oh, no, forget the United States of America. As a matter of fact, we got some more from Ukrainian-born Congresswoman Victoria Spartz admitting that billions of her tax dollars are given to Ukraine is actually a slush fund where we don't even know how it's being used.
We give stuff at the Polish border, and we don't know what's happening there. I said, that's BS. That is unacceptable.
What is the current way when we give money? What happens to the money, and who does the money go to? Like right now, the $61 billion, right, that's going to go to Ukraine. Where is that going?
You don't know if they're going to go to Ukraine, because if you think about it, that's what the problem I had. Like, I know, like, from even one of the packages before, $1 billion went to Yemen. Houthis in Yemen that were taken from a terrorist list that shoot in our ships. You know, so, like, they have associated causes. So Ukraine is becoming a slush fund where not all this money actually go directly. Some of the money go to rebuild some of our allies, in Europe, okay? That's all great, but why is that part of Ukrainian money? Some of the rebuild our stockpile. Some of them, some of the countries give garbage to Ukraine and then bought some new equipment, and Ukraine got half of not working. So I think this is just not right way to do it. That's why I had a very big objections. Like, we don't even know the way how this bill written, most of them, we don't even know what is even going directly to Ukraine. Only part of it, I believe it's like 16 or something billion, it's you know, it says Ukraine security assistance for Ukraine specifically, but even part of that could be used to replenish stockpiles to some countries that give Ukraine. And we never can give an answer who gave what and where it is. So that's why I was surprised to see that a lot of these weapons, I didn't even see them there. So they were all, who knows where, what Biden is doing. The same blank check with his drawer. So, you know, he can give to any international organizations. He can use to UN. I've never seen UN doing anything there.
What do you think?
Never seen Iran doing anything there. Stated that $1 billion was given to the Houthis in Yemen who were attacking our ships. Huh. Where did she get permission to come out and talk like that? Is anybody watching her? Is anybody going to give her a call at 2 o'clock in the morning and tell her to stop? Or are we past those days now? And she's being used to wake up the masses. She's a tough one, and she's always been tough. We shared that many times. Of course, we had these headlines. Ukraine Army Chief admits tactical retreat is underway. Mm-hmm, Ukraine. And then at the same time, right before that was released, at 10 a.m., Biden looks to prevent future president from ending Ukraine war with a 10-year agreement. So he's trying to get something into paper so that when President Trump walks in, he won't be able to touch any of the money going to Ukraine for 10 years. Bernie Bright says panic patterns abound in the current stage of the info war as the narratives emerging from the ongoing collapse of the Prussian proxy war are exposing macro concepts to the normie layers of the collective mind they may not even be consciously aware of. For example, the following 1-2 punch carries with it some seismic ramifications. That's these two headlines. Number one, official sources are now confirming what we've been saying for years, that Ukraine will, is, and has lost all in all the ways that matter. Number two, the globalists represented most clearly by the Biden admin and the European Union are so desperate to keep this losing battle going that they are attempting to front run the second Trump term by both diverting funding to the EU while also hamstringing the next two U.S. administrations when it comes to intervention in said funding, which, as a white pill aside, runs in parallel with the signaling the U.S.-based mainstream media and said EU-NATO establishment are doing regarding the inevitability of Trump 2.0, enemy death spiral. Part of that enemy death spiral, of course, is playing out in El Salvador as the president, Nayib Bukele, gathers every official and executive branch of his government and makes surprise announcement, asks the country's attorney general to investigate all of them for bribery. Bribery. Check this out. I'm going to read, basically say, what I'll let it play and then I'll read, okay? In fact, you can see that everyone here is from the executive branch. From the executive branch that I oversee. Except for one person, the attorney general. He's not part of the executive branch. But he's here for a simple reason. I want to ask him publicly to investigate everyone sitting here, retroactively and into the future. I imagine that there should be no problem with that. Someone once asked me, are you afraid of death? I said, of course, nobody wants to die. I don't want to die. But I know that I'll die someday like anyone else. Death is the one thing we can't escape. 100 years from now, none of us here will be alive. None of us. Nobody's sitting here. It's very unlikely. It's very likely that nobody here will have their grandfather's father's name. But if there is one thing I fear, it's leaving a bad legacy. There are some presidents, some in prison, and some on the run. But the most are remembered as criminals. That's not how I want to be remembered. So I don't steal because I don't want to be remembered as a criminal or as a corrupt. But for one president, President Duarte, people back then used to say the president isn't a thief, but he surrounded himself with thieves. There was a time when he offered hope for the Salvadorian people. But even if it's true he didn't steal, then he was foolish because he was the people's hope. He didn't touch a cent and still stained his legacy by surrounding himself with thieves. That won't happen to me. I won't be the president that didn't steal but was surrounded by criminals. I want to be remembered that I didn't steal and didn't let anyone else steal. And the one who put whoever stole in prison, there are a couple who are already there. Ho, 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 ho. That is what you call leadership from the front. I wonder how many of these folks that he was talking to were shaking in their boots and realizing, oh, shoot, I'm in big trouble now. Whew. And that makes me want to tell you more about this. Well, a news headline swirling around in your head as you toss and turn or stare at the ceiling, struggling to get that good night's sleep. Well, you're not alone. Millions of Americans face an epidemic of sleeplessness that is slightly harming their health and well-being. The trauma our minds have endured over the past 4.5 years doesn't turn off with a switch. We have to reset. Bring cortisol levels back to normal. And to do that, we need a restful night's sleep. When you lay down at night, knowing that you have the key to ensuring a deep and regeneration sleep is life-changing. Enter Restful Sleep Formula, crafted by awake doctors, pun not intended, like Dr. Peter McAuliffe and his chief medical board at the Wellness Company, who understand the mounting harms of melatonin. Restful Sleep Formula is an all-natural alternative to melatonin. You know, what's cool is you actually save 56% compared to buying each one of these supplements separately. Plus, you save an extra 10% and get free shipping when you use code LT at checkout. Don't just dream of better sleep, make it reality. Visit twc.health/LT today and use code LT at checkout for 10% off.
The following video is a two-parter. You're going to want to watch the entire thing to fully understand exactly where we are. To begin with, May 27th, just a few weeks away, may be more important to American history than July 4th. Take a listen.
I'm Reggie Littlejohn, co-founder of the Sovereignty Coalition and founder of the Anti-Globalist International Organization. The two treaties that are going to be voted on in May 27th of this year, just a few weeks from now, are the greatest threat to freedom that the world has ever faced. Public health is being used as a tool for total control. This is not a public health issue. It's an instrument to introduce Chinese-style totalitarianism to the United States and to the world. Now, the international health regulations, if WHO gets what it wants, they will be able to mandate vaccines, mandate masks, mandate lockdowns, and mandate quarantines in the United States and all over the world. Also, they will be able to mandate that the governments of the world surveil and censor their citizens, no doubt through mandatory digital IDs, which can be used as the basis of a China social credit system style rule of totalitarian control.
Thank you all. Please to stand with my colleagues and other friends and great patriots that are interested in the sovereignty of America. And don't be distracted at this moment. Don't you be distracted. Let's not America be distracted by what's happening in this building or what's about to happen in this building behind us. As bad as that is, and it's bad, but as bad as that is, we can do two things at once. We can pay attention to the other things that are happening around the globe and in this country. And as we speak, President Biden is planning to cede the sovereignty of the United States of America to the internationalists and the World Health Organization. The ability to decide between you and your doctor what medicine you take or do not take, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your home and where you go is all potentially being ceded by this president of the United States based on a signature. Subverting and disregarding the Constitution of the United States, bypassing the Senate, saying it's not a treaty, doing the exact same thing that President Obama did with the Iran nuclear deal. That was bad now, then, and it's a precursor. It's a warning of what might happen very, very soon. So we're gathered here today to make sure that you're all aware of what we're all aware of, that we're awake, and that we make sure that President Biden is not allowed to just sign on our behalf, and that the Senate rejects any attempt by the World Health Organization to take away our individual medical freedom, our individual choices, our choices to move about our country, our community, our homes as we please. That is literally what is at stake right now. And then and then be forced to pay for it without even knowing what the bill is. It is unacceptable. The fact that we even have to have this press conference is breathtaking. But every single day you wake up and you say to yourself, well, what more can it be? I can't believe what just happened. They can't do anything else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is, and as bad as it is in dealing with this government taking away our rights every single day, just imagine how difficult it's going to be to drag our rights back away from some international organization of bureaucrats that aren't even elected, that don't care about America, don't care about our Constitution, and don't care about what we think.
Now, this is only America, but check this out. Listen to Mark Francois, I'll just say his name like that. The WHO is attempting to grant the WHO Director General, an unelected and unaccountable individual, unprecedented levels of power to declare public health emergencies on a whim, mandate vaccines, vaccine passports, lockdowns, masks, and travel restrictions. It's happening over there too.
As one constituent put it to me in their email, and I quote, almost no one who was informed believes the WHO performed anything other than appallingly during COVID with disastrous results. Yet there seems no attempt to reform this unelected, unaccountable organisation which British taxpayers fund in the millions. On the contrary, the drive is evident to give the totally undemocratic WHO ever more power, ever more of our money, and ever less scrutiny. Amendments to the international health regulations are currently being negotiated and finalised, up to 300 of them, to be voted on in May 2024 at the 77th World Health Assembly. Among those amendments being negotiated, I understand, are 1, amendments to make WHO emergency guidance legally binding. Currently, they're only advisory on member states.
And he goes on to explain all of this in detail, just like we heard from America, about they literally take over our sovereignty and they can run every country into the ground with lockdowns and more. We know they want full control of everyone on this earth, and we need to know about this and expose their evil. Peter Sweden showed us this, that Arizona GOP just declared COVID injections biological weapons. They are calling on the governor to ban and seize all COVID injections for a forensic analysis. The Republican Party of Arizona just passed a ban the jab resolution. A big news, yet I haven't seen anything about it on the mainstream media. No, what are we seeing on the mainstream media? Just riots like crazy. George Soros is funding them. We don't want people to know all the great news that's happening out there. We don't want the people to realize that when they fight back that they can win in different states and different areas. Oh, no. Let's keep everybody focused on Fox News. You see, the Arizona Republican Party just declared the COVID injections as biological and technological weapons as they passed a ban the jab resolution. With a whopping 95% of the votes, they passed the resolution, a massive majority. But what is interesting is what the resolution actually says, because it says some pretty politically incorrect things. And the Arizona GOP are also calling on the governor to ban the COVID injections and seize the vials to do a forensic analysis of the contents. It's interesting. What will they find if they do analysis of the injections? We now know that Pfizer, for example, withheld information from authorities about DNA contamination in the injections. Here's a text of the resolution. Whereas, strong and credible evidence shows COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons, and Pfizer's clinical data revealed 1,223 deaths, 42,000 adverse cases, 158,000 adverse incidents, and approximately 1,000 side effects, and an enormous number of people have died and or have been permanently disabled after having been injected by the COVID-19 injections, and strong and credible evidence from Sweden exists that COVID mRNA shots alter the human DNA. And government agencies, media, and tech companies and other corporations have committed enormous fraud by claiming COVID injections are safe and effective. And the Florida Department of Health has called for a halt to the mRNA injections and continued experimentation on humans and denial of informed consent are violations of the Nuremberg Code and therefore constitute crimes against humanity. And that means they've committed crimes that allow them to go to Gitmo, and then they have a quick trial, and then they are gone. Well, let's see, where else is are we seeing all of this play out where the truth seems to be happening? How about I told you so?
Some of you, not all of you, but a lot of you deserve an I told you so.
AstraZeneca has told a British court that its COVID vaccine can cause a rare side effect, which can lead to blood clots and low platelet count. The company is currently facing a barrage of class action suits in the UK. AstraZeneca vaccine was branded as Covishield in India and manufactured by Serum Institute. Ekta Batra joins us now with the details. Ekta, what has the company said?
British-Swedish pharma company AstraZeneca has admitted in court documents that its COVID-19 vaccine developed along with the University of Oxford can cause a rare side effect, TTS or thrombosis, with thrombocytopenia syndrome. AstraZeneca told the court, and I quote, "It is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known," end of quote. TTS is a very rare syndrome characterized by blood clots and low platelet counts. The admission is a part of a lawsuit filed in the UK where Jamie Scott, a father of two, alleged that AstraZeneca's vaccine, which he took in April 2021, resulted in him developing a blood clot and bleed in the brain, leaving him with severe brain impairment.
So we're seeing this play out. It's starting to get exposed even more. I showed you when you go to like Telegram and you look up COVID BC, for example, I'm showing it on the screen now. These people, and I'm just sharing what they show in the public, they brag about getting the jab and the booster. They tell everybody, look at me, look at me, look at what I did. Yet what happens to the very folks that were bragging about it? The one that I'm showing you now is a nurse, has a brain aneurysm on the right that may get coiled in April, fighting for her life. Another one out there bragging about getting the jab, telling everybody go get it, didn't do their research, didn't bother to go talk to their neighbors who might have said, hey, I'm warning you, this is all a setup. It's set up to depopulate the earth. Well, they didn't want to hear it. And now another one with a brain aneurysm. And then another one died suddenly. One moment they're bragging on social media about getting the jab. The next thing you know, they pass away suddenly. It's always suddenly. Something happened and they don't know why. And we've had a lot of young people, young folks that bragged about it on social media, bragged about their children getting it and more. And then, of course, you've got somebody who is very, very young. This Victorian got jabbed. And then next thing you know, their labor family's brokenhearted. And Albanese pays tribute to PETA Murphy, dead at 50 and very young. And many of these, as you scroll through, just breaks your heart because it's hundreds, if not thousands, of posts from so many social media sites bragging about this, not realizing what they've done to themselves. Fact check. Then, remember back in 2021, no definitive link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and blood clot incidents. Yet, what do we see now? AstraZeneca admits for first time its COVID vaccine can cause rare side effect, intense legal fight with victims of defective jab. They admitted it in court. Yeah, AstraZeneca vaccine unlikely to cause blood clots, says Newsweek. But then, you know, it says AstraZeneca, they admit it can cause rare blood clots. The liars who belong to the father of lies, Satan, and they fall for it, and then we have to pray for them for healing because folks have been deceived. Many, especially even on the Christian side, went out there because they were trusting man-made concoctions instead of trusting the Lord, trying to find out the truth, which we knew the truth was COVID was not going to do anything to kill you, even though that's what they told us on TV constantly, that millions of people are dying and you need to get a shot to protect yourself. Yeah, here's a message, by the way, wanted to go back to. Message from our president. We started with the campus stuff, and I want to end it with there.
I understand their passion. They have a point.
I've heard gas the Jews.
I don't resent his passion. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. I understand their passion.
Yep, that's Biden's campus chaos. And then when you go through and you look at these, of course, Ultra MAGA Party put out something for us.
It was not protest. It was chaos.
Let me go
what
here.
We witnessed yesterday was not dissent. It was not disorder. It was not protest. It was chaos. They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorist. It's that basic. It's that simple. The past 4 years, we've had a president who's made his contempt for our democracy, our Constitution, the rule of law clear in everything he has done. He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset. And yesterday was but the culmination of that unrelenting attack, and it is unacceptable.
How about that, huh? So those that are listening, I just paused it real quick because I wanted you to know, if you're listening and not watching, while Biden is speaking about these terrible attacks, he's referring to the J6 event. But what's playing out is during his presidency are all these attacks on the campuses, one of them in New York, obviously, where they're destroying that campus. And as he's speaking, he's actually talking about himself.
Totally unacceptable.
And it's being used against him in this video. It's amazing. Way to go, Ultra MAGA Party.
I was appalled, like you, at the violence and destruction that we saw that day. I was appalled that you, our country's elected leaders, were victimized right here in these very halls. That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, plain and simple. And it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism.
Yep, they view as domestic terrorism, says the FBI leader. Of course, all of this playing out for us, once again, is looking back to the past and looking to today. The very words coming out of Ray's mouth, the very words coming out of Biden's mouth relate to them. Who are the ones that are causing damage to the streets, billions of dollars of damage in the cities like Chicago and others where they have riots, Black Lives Matter, and all these other stupid things that they do, yet none of them get in trouble. If they get arrested, they let them go. Yet the folks that went to J6 that got pulled in by the three-letter agencies pretending to be Trump supporters, well, they're going to go to your house like the FBI, knock at your door at 2 in the morning, walk in with guns while your kids are screaming, and say you're guilty because you walked into the Capitol. You were pulled into the trap that we set up for you. And now those that are causing the real damage, those are doing this and they're getting paid. They're the ones that are causing the problems, and it's great how this is put together.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law. The rule of law, of course, is our country's bedrock, and it's our guiding principle at the FBI. That's why the FBI has been working day and night across the country to track down those responsible for the events of January 6th and to hold them accountable. We're chasing down leads, we're reviewing evidence, combing through digital media to identify, investigate, and arrest anyone who broke the law that day. The problem of domestic terrorism has been metastasizing across the country for a long time now, and it's not going away anytime soon. At the FBI, we've been sounding the alarm on it for a number of years now. I've been sounding the alarm about domestic terrorism since, I think, just about my first month on the job when I first started appearing up on the Hill. And I've spoken about it in maybe a dozen different congressional hearings. So whenever we've had the chance, we've tried to emphasize that this is a top concern and remains so for the FBI. In fact, we viewed it as such a critical threat that back in June of 2019, under my leadership, we elevated racially and ethnically motivated violent extremism to our highest threat priority, on the same level with ISIS and homegrown violent extremists, where it remains to this day. Let me make one thing clear. The FBI will not tolerate agitators and extremists who plan or commit violence, period. And that goes for violent extremists of any stripe. As I've said many times, we do not investigate ideology, but we focus on acts of violence and violations of federal law. And when we see those, we will bring to bear the full weight of our resources, our experience, and our partnerships. They should expect the FBI to come knocking on their door, no matter where they try to run.
Excellent. Of course, that won't happen for these paid off George Soros folks who probably has the FBI in his pocket too. And that kind of reminds me of a couple other things as we come close to the end of this. I like to show a case what happens in Hollywood and more. If you didn't know, Oprah Winfrey's close friend Jerry Harris, star of Oprah's Netflix show Cheer, has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after being caught using his position to lure underage children into being raped. Yes. And what do they show you in Hollywood? They say it's just a show. They don't even have to try and act. It's their everyday life behind closed doors. Look at this scene as we look at what they show us day in and day out now.
To make our creatures. The IVF produces miracles these days. You're a monster. Oh, no, babe. I'm so much worse. Somebody's awake.
Please, can I hold him?
Absolutely. But if you hold him, you join us. And if you don't want to, that's okay. You'll just end up like your friend Preach. I mean, either way, you'll always have him.
So showing in this clip, of course, you have your Golden Globe. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction, 2 Thessalonians 1:9. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Colossians 3:25. These folks that have committed so much evil across our nation, that have committed evil against our children, that have committed evil to force actors and singers to do the bidding of Satan, to worship him and twist everything that's going on throughout our nation and throughout the world, well, they're going to be in huge trouble. Eric Trump, there are hundreds of law enforcement officers. The streets are closed down for blocks and around the courthouse. An entire district attorney's office is in attendance. Their top prosecutors, all for a $130,000 payment by a lawyer in 2016. Crime is at an all-time high. In New York, the city's unrecognizable to the people who know it the best. And I would equate this to America. All the American cities. Stores are closing left and right because of unthinkable shoplifting. The rest have to cover their items behind locked plexiglass to avoid being ravaged. Kids have been shot in Times Square. Women have been thrown to their death in the subways. Drugs and homelessness are through the roof. No one believes this production is serious. No one believes this isn't 1,000% politically motivated. It almost appears as if he's telling us they're causing all of this on purpose so that they can stop the election. They can basically say there's chaos throughout America and we're going to have to stop it all, stop the process of elections and more. They're going to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from ever walking back in. That's what they're doing, and it's not working, but they're going to still try. And it's a great wake up for those that are not awake. And there's still a lot more that need to realize what's been going on. Right here from Laura Boley, I'll read as we close. The sky is still covered with a thick mantle of clouds, but today at least there are some cracks here and there, and the sun rays are pushing their way through. It made me think of how the Matrix is also developing cracks as we speak, and the light is finally creeping in and exposing the evil agenda that it serves. Humanity is the caterpillar within the Matrix cocoon that is beginning to crack as we slowly realize we need to transform and fly. I was reminded of the song, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. It's going to be a bright, bright, Friday, sunshiny day. Yep. Let's keep it positive. Let's build the faith. Let's share our energy. Let's never fail. Let's keep on going. Let's never doubt. Let's close our eyes and see our light. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to just provide us with so many opportunities to expose evil all around us. You've definitely used so much to wake up the masses, to the sleeping masses who have had the Bible taken away from their schools, prayer taken away from the schools, and we're living around generations who have not even heard the Word of God ever in their life, and you are transforming lives. We've prayed for a revival for years, but it wasn't really meant to be inside the walls of a building. We are discovering that the revival is happening in each heart every day as they realize there is a battle between good and evil. That this is biblical, what we're seeing. That the world that we lived in that was a lie is being exposed, and we're now waking up to our food, the corruption in our children, the corruption in our schools, the corruption in our politicians, the corruption in Hollywood, and so much more. Thank you that we have the ability to be used by you with our voices and our actions to love those who need love. You tell us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we just ask that you would continue to give us the strength to do that in the most marvelous way. Could it be a calm and a peace for those who need it so badly? What an amazing time to be alive. Thank you for your protection of all of us and our families. And we just ask for continued protection over those that want to hurt us and don't like to hear what we have to say. But we know you've got us, and we win in the end through you. We ask all this in the name of Yeshua, our Savior, your Son, Christ. Amen. And amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your love, your support, your guidance, your prayers, and so much more. And I just want to ask you to hit that follow button or the share button also and the like button. It really helps us out quite a bit, especially with the algorithms and more. It gets into other folks' eyes, and we continue to see that many don't know about this channel, and we can still watch it grow, okay? And just thank you. Thank you so much. We are so honored to be here today, continuing to just live out what God has provided, right? So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.